One day, an elderly Brahmana arrived at the gate of Ram's palace, bearing the body of his child. Delirious with grief, the old Brahmana cried out,
"Oh, my son, my dear child, what terrible crime did I commit in my previous life to deserve the death of my only child? Oh, he was just a child, not even yet 14, and now his mother and I shall also die out of grief. What wrong did I commit? I have never spoken a lie or injured either man or animal. Never before in the kingdom of Ram has a son died before his parents. Therefore, the death of my son must be due to some fault of Ram himself. It is well known that when the king becomes negligent in performing his duties, such anomalies occur. O Ram, you must return my innocent son to me, or else my wife and I will give up our lives at your doorstep. In this way, you will become guilty of killing Brahmanas. O King, you claim to be a great ruler in the line of Ikshvaku. So how will you be able to go on living happily when the great sins you have perpetrated continue to haunt you?"
Ram hurriedly summoned his advisors, Markandeya, Maudgalya, Kashyapa, Katyayana, Jabali, Gautama, and Narada Muni. After seating these great rishis and offering them respects, Ram informed them of the elderly Brahmana's accusations. To relieve Ram's anxiety, Narada spoke,
"My lord, I shall disclose to you the reason for this child's death. Then you may act as you see fit. In the Satya Yuga, everyone was spiritually qualified, and by performing austerity, they achieved liberation from material bondage. In that golden age, wisdom was the rule, and there were no untimely deaths. Then, in the beginning of Treta Yuga, the four social divisions were created. The Kshatriyas were practically as qualified as the Brahmanas, and they were both allowed to perform austerities. In the Dwarapara Yuga, irreligiosity will increase, and thus many irregularities will be introduced. So as a concession, the Vaishyas will also be allowed to perform austerities, but the Shudras will be strictly forbidden to do so. And thereafter, in the age of Kali, even Sudras will be allowed to perform austerities. Indeed, in that degraded age, there will be practically no qualified Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya. O Ram, it is a serious offense for a Shudra to practice austerity in this Treta Yuga. However, if it so happens that there is even one Shudra in your kingdom executing very severe penances, that is the cause of this child's death. O Lord, irreligiosity is the worst enemy of a state. Therefore, that ruler who fails to punish wrongdoers deserves to suffer in hell. So you must find out this culprit at once, so that religious principles may be upheld and the Brahmana son may be restored to life." Pleased by Narada's advice, Ram then ordered Lakshman, "Go at once to the palace gate and tell that Brahmana to preserve the dead body of his child in a vat of oil after supplying the necessary herbs." Ram then mentally summoned the Pushpaka chariot. Leaving Ayodhya in the care of Lakshman and Bharat, Ram departed to search for the culprit. Ram first flew over the western region,
then north to the Himalayas. Finding no sign of irreligion, Ram next examined the eastern provinces, and finally Ram began searching in the south. There, near a great mountain and beside a large lake, Ram spotted an ascetic who was hanging his head downward, engaged in executing severe penances. Oh, what great austerity! What fixed determination! Tell me, O formidable one, who are you, and what is your caste? I am Ram, the son of Dasharath, and you have aroused my curiosity. For what purpose are you undergoing so much trouble? Are you seeking the heavenly planets, or have you some other goal? Are you a Brahmana, a heroic Kshatriya, or Vaishya? Or are you a Shudra? Please, tell me the truth. O illustrious king, my name is Shambhuka. I was born the son of a Shudra. But regardless of this handicap, I am performing austerities so that in my next life I can attain the planets of the demigods. Shambhuka had hardly finished speaking when Ram unsheathed his terrible sword and slashed off his head. From the sky came shouts, "Well done! Excellent!" as flowers rained down on all sides. Being exceedingly pleased, the demigods appeared before Ram. "O Lord, you have done us a great favor. By performing this noble act, you have ensured that this Shudra will not attain to heaven in violation of religious principle." And with folded hands, Ram replied, "O thousand-eyed King of Heaven, if you are truly pleased with me, then kindly restore the son of the Brahman to life. For it was due to my own fault that that boy died. I promised that Brahmana that I would restore his life. O best of the demigods, please allow my words to hold true." "Yes, my lord. Certainly that child has already been revived and reunited with his parents. He regained his life as soon as the Shudra's head fell to the ground."